The Red Nation interview series is brought to you by Derby Star Canada. Visit derbystar.ca and see specialty soccer balls designed with development in mind for all ages. Play soccer with quality like the German and Dutch at derbystar.ca.
You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and recently I had the chance to speak with Orlando City and Canadian men's national team striker Kyle Larin. In this interview, Kyle and I discussed the first several months of his professional career with Orlando City, his development as a young player with Canadian Youth Soccer Academy, Sigma FC, and the goals that he set for himself at the professional and international levels. And now, Kyle Larin.
Kyle, you're several weeks now into your first professional season, including preseason, and you've now made your first MLS appearance. How has the transition to the pro level gone so far, and how is the chemistry developing with your new teammates?
I think it's gone well. Just with this new team, we have really great people, really great staff, and I think that really helps with the new team and even me being in the team. It just makes me feel more comfortable, and I think that when you feel comfortable, you play better. So I think it's been well, and I think we'll do well.
At the college level, you played for the University of Connecticut and immediately established yourself to the point that you eventually became the consensus number one pick in the MLS Super Draft. While the Huskies have one of the finest college programs in the U.S., it's still something of a jump from the NCAA Division I to a league with players such as your teammate Kaká. Are you finding the level of training and play in MLS to be a major jump that you're now having to deal with?
Yeah, I think it is, and I'm getting used to it, and I think it's just a lot more intense and quicker, and you just have to be ready every minute of the game. You know, you can't take plays off, and I think, and once I get that, I'll be fine. I'm learning every day, and hopefully I can learn every day and learn new things from great players that are on my team too.
What has Orlando head coach Adrian Heath told you about his plans for your development as a young player this season? Do you expect to play the whole year with Orlando, or have there been any discussions with regard to you getting some minutes with the club's USL Pro affiliate, Louisville City FC?
I haven't really talked about going to Louisville City, but I think it's just developing and make sure I'm ready for my first full 90 minutes, and I'm just waiting on that day, and I'm trying to get better every day and learning a lot from him.
Looking back to prior to the draft, you were part of an important program in the NCAA Division I. Despite Connecticut not making it into the College Cup tournament this year, how do you feel about your 2014 season with the Huskies in terms of it being a launching pad to your pro career?
I think it was good. The team had ups and downs, and I think I developed my skills at UConn, and I think it was a great time for me there, and my transition to pro, I think that really helped me a lot from the university.
Here in Canada, you're distinctly known for the fact that you are a graduate of the Sigma FC Soccer Academy, which has really made a lot of headlines recently. It's becoming much more common for academy-based players to go to the NCAA for anywhere from 1 to 4 years, then move on to becoming a professional player, as you've done. Even though you're with UConn for only 2 seasons, what have you been taking away from the college experience that you had there?
Time management. It teaches you a lot about that, and just being able to play soccer and get some school done at the same time. And there's a lot of time management, and going to college helps out a lot. And to transition to the professional career helps you out too, because you have the time really manage your time and your pro career on and off the field.
You also spent the summer playing with Sigma FC in the inaugural season of League One Ontario. How do you think that league helped you continue your development through the summer, and what are some of the positives you took away from playing in that league?
I think it was just staying fit and keeping on my feet, because when I was at Sigma, just getting back with my players, the players that I used to play with, and just getting back my rhythm, and I think it was good for me to be there and get back to where I was at the beginning.
You've recently been getting call-ups and more attention from Benito Floro and the Canadian men's national team, and you're currently with the national team right now in Florida. Your background doesn't include call-ups to the U-17 or U-20 national teams, but now many people see you as a possible core player for the Canadian team for years to come. I'm wondering, how did you remain focused on your game when you were younger without perhaps getting caught up or disappointed in the lack of call-ups to the youth national teams? And what advice would you give to a youth player who might be good enough for the U-17 or U-20 programs, but who might not be getting their due attention for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think it was I had a goal set, and as long as I got to that goal, I know I'd get a call up eventually to a national team, and I worked out, and I worked hard every day to get there. And I think young players, if they do that too, they'll get there, and you just have to be patient and work hard.
You're part of the first group of Sigma Academy graduates who went through what might be called the full cycle, from very young player to now being in the professional ranks. For those who aren't familiar with the Academy, can you talk a little bit about how they took you from a U-12 player all the way up to a graduate?
I just started off small Sigma, and I was there from the beginning. At first, it was just traveling and just a couple trainings every week, and then after I got bigger and bigger, and when I was there, a lot of the players that I right now that are my age playing collegiate level now, and we just when we're training, we had a system, and I think that system really helped me on my development, and the coaches there helped me on my development to get where I am today.
Yeah, you're not the only former Sigma player on even this iteration of the national team. You know, Kyle and Manrecker James are both in this camp as well. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about what are the key philosophies and training methods that make Sigma distinct and have them producing players of your quality and Kyle Becker as well.
I think it is they have a system and they develop players really well, and they focus on players and making sure they get where they want to be, and I think that's, and they have a great environment, and that's what I think every academy needs to be successful.
You know, looking back to when you were younger, what are some of the key memories or moments of development while going through your time with the Sigma Academy program? In particular, I'm wondering if some of those early trips the program took to countries like Spain and Holland had a big effect on you and how you viewed the game.
I think it did. When I went on those trips, I think it really opened up my eyes and what I could do with playing soccer, and that's when I really thought I could be a professional one day. And just be playing and making money at the same time. I think that's when I really saw that vision of being professional.
One final question for you: you're still fresh off being the first overall pick in the MLS Super Draft, and with Canada soon to be playing in the Gold Cup and playing World Cup qualifying matches this year, 2015 is undoubtedly shaping up to be a big year for you. I'm wondering, how are you dealing with the pressure that comes with your increased profile, and what goals have you set for yourself over the next number of months?
I think it's pressure. I think it's excitement. I get excited, and I think when I'm excited, I play very well. And goals, just going into these tournaments and doing well and scoring some goals, and hoping we can make it to the World Cup and qualify for these games and win these some games.